It's Tuesday, the 15th of December, 8 a.m. It looks as if it's totally overcast, because it's still quite dark. If it were for my soffit lights, it would be dark. Dark. Been raining again, but at the moment it's fine and dry. I thought it was really calm, actually, the air when I looked out. But now that I've come out, I can see that the tops of the trees are getting the odd burst of wind. Some nice bird song this morning, though. Oh, now, what direction's that breeze coming from? It's kind of swinging round. Feels like it's coming from the east this morning. So, I have decent night's sleep, I would say. Not terribly bad, not terribly good, just half decent. But I felt alright getting up at 7 this morning when the alarm went. I didn't call out internally. I didn't scream at the iPhone. In fact, if I remember correctly, I got out of bed reasonably well this morning. I was trying to be more descriptive, but that's about it. I can be more descriptive about pulling yourself out of bed. I leaned to the side and I swung my legs out of the bed. I grabbed hold of the side of the mattress and I pulled myself up. Yeah. Not exactly springing to your feet, is it? But they're not feeling okay. I'm okay this morning. I've had this for a few years now, this Christmas depression. It's not true depression, it's not. It doesn't get me down. It's like an emptiness. I guess it's because kids are all up, got their own lives, and it's never the same. Never ever the same. Unless you've still got your children all coming around in their 30s and, I was going to say 40s. So. Yeah, my son is in his 40s. Early 40s. Unless you've still got them coming and maybe bringing along grandchildren and you've still got that at Christmas time. Yeah, that's that different. We don't have that, so it's the two of us. Not sorry about that. And we still enjoy Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and the aspect and the religious side of it. And you know, I always feel there's a great big hole in the period leading up to Christmas, an emptiness, because you've not got that buzz of getting things purchased, wrapped up, hidden away, and the kids talking about Christmas, and Christmas music being on in the house. My wife used to put a tape on. It used to run from the beginning of December right through to January. Anyway, just an emptiness for me, I'm afraid. And you put on a brave face. Anyway, just leave that alone for now. As Mrs. Blackbird polishes off some more chicken scraps, my wife obviously put out this morning. And the squirrel has been down. It was our rubbish bucket, the one you know, your normal horrible waste. We call the black bin. It's actually grey. But that was put out last night for emptying this morning. So I had a My wife had left a bag of rubbish, general waste, at the back door, inside. And I foolishly put it on top of the blue bin, which she has warned me not to do, because the squirrel rips the bag open. And yes, guess, the squirrel has ripped the bag open. It's all over the ground. What a mess it's made. So that was my fault, mea culpa. See what I mean about the grey vermin? You see why I don't like the grey vermin? Only one of the reasons. Hey. Sometimes I get a bit, restart that, rewind. Most days, not sometimes. Most days I get confused in my head. Confused as in how I feel, that is. Confused about why. Why you feel a certain way. Why am I feeling down this morning because of nothing really to feel down, but why am I feeling elevated this morning? Because, well, what made you feel elevated? What made me feel elevated? Thing is, when I am in an elevated mood, which is few and far between nowadays, unfortunately, you don't really give a damn. You can try and determine. Or I can try and determine what caused me to feel in such a damn good mood this morning. But I really don't give a flying... Yes. Because if I could be in that mood every morning, I wouldn't even try and determine what put me in it. I would just accept it. Give it to me. Unfortunately, most mornings, my moods and swings and roundabouts. Well, isn't that a great euphemism? Or is that a euphemism? I'm not sure. Swings and roundabouts. What you gain in the swings, you lose in the roundabouts. What the hell's that all about? Swings and roundabouts. Two entirely different things, you know. Anyway, that's one of the most therapeutic things you can do, you know that? Is sit in a swing and swing back and forth. I need to get a swing for the garden. I really do. Swinging on a swing, it's true. It seems to release those wonderful happy endorphins. Doesn't mean me anyway. Maybe it's because it brings back, unconsciously maybe, brings back the enjoyment, the fun of youth, childishness. Swing, my God, I spent years in swings. And there's something about the swing. Not so much a roundabout. No, in fact I wouldn't say a roundabout would bring back, no. Just a swing, that swinging back and forth. If I pass a play park today on my travels and there's a swing park or a swing, I'm going to get on that swing. And just, well, what else can you do on a swing but swing? Close my eyes. That's another thing. Closing your eyes in a swing is so... Oh, my eyes are closed just now. I'm picturing swinging. and closing your eyes on a swing adds, to me anyway, even more of that happiness, that well-being. Now, how am I going to convince my wife to buy a swing for the back garden? It may sound daft to some folk, but it's not daft. It's not daft at all. It's getting brighter now. Or lighter, I should say. I can rephrase that. Lighter. Only to reveal that the skies are incredibly overcast. Right, I better read this mess up before the wife spots it. Damn squirrel.